Okay. Sorry.
Is she ready?
She's ready.
All right, we're back on the record at 425 and on OPA-PA-09-012 in the appeal of Z4 Corporation. Prior to going on the record, there was a brief discussion amongst the parties and the hearing officer concerning the availability of Mrs. Fodzi. As part of that discussion, counsel for the appellant stated that if he had to, he could state his case without Mrs. Fodzi's testimony. Counsel for the purchasing agency, Ms. Mooney, stated that, and the representative, institutional rep from GSA stated that Mr. Pete San Nicolas was available from GSA in the event that Mr. Fodzi would not be available. Is that a correct summary of our brief discussion?
Yes.
Okay. In light of that, as I'm sure we have, how many more witnesses do you have after this one, Mr. Jackson?
I believe after what we've heard, I believe we could rest after.
Okay. And then how many witnesses, Ms. Mooney, would you have for your case in chief?
Maybe five, because people have appeared already. And just for clarification, I still am holding that I would like Mr. Fodzi or Mr. Kono present in order to proceed all the way, because I believe they're important to the case.
Okay. Well, we'll... Mrs. Fodzi, my understanding is she's just on standby in Hawaii trying to make it. For all we know, she might make it back tomorrow. But we will continue and bring up the issue of Mrs. Fodzi's availability tomorrow when we reconvene. So, Mr. Jackson, you may call your next witness, please.
Mr. Billy Cruz.
Take your full name.
Billy Cruz.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cruz. My name is Aaron Jackson. I'm counsel with the Z4 Corporation, and we're here to ask you a few questions about invitation for bid 008-2009. This is the Ocean View Middle School repair project. Can you state where you're employed?
I'm employed with the Department of Education. I am the Facilities and Maintenance Division Acting Manager. I'm in the position as acting March 1st, 2009. When I was appointed as the Acting Facility Maintenance Division Manager.
Okay. And under your job title, are you or anyone else at the DOE authorized to review technical specifications and products to determine if they meet the technical specifications?
Well, I came actually with this particular project. I came in the end part. With the first bid, I was not there. The second bid, I was there in the end part where everything was already decided and determined whether it's to be awarded to whoever or 4Z. So I came actually in the very end, the finishing product of this bid. Until a protest came up, was brought to my attention to my office when I became the acting facility manager. But the person that was facilitating this particular project since the beginning was Rod Fryer, which is our coordinator for CIP, Capital Food Projects. So when I came on board, I asked him to continue doing what he was doing in terms of this particular project, which is the Ocean Region.
Okay. Now, so did you Did you review the bid submittals at all?
No, no.
Did you review the report, the Taniguchi and Ruth report on these bids?
I did not review all that because, like what I said, everything was already completed. There was a letter to proceed was the only one I saw.
Right.
And it was given to our office. So we just took it from there. So I did not take away Rob Trier, who was our coordinator 3, from this particular project because I asked him to continue doing what he was doing because he was fully inclined of what that basically is happening with this particular project. So the other personnel that were involved here are no longer, I guess, with the department, but he was the only one that was full-fledged aware of what's really happening since the beginning of this second bid to today. So every time this issue comes out, I've always referred back to him because he actually knows from day one to today basically what's happening. So I didn't want to take that away. So then we had a protest and then started to take time to sit down and read what's really happening here.
Now, the protest you're referring to, is that the protest from Eon?
Yes.
Okay, and that's the protest in...
The second one. I'm talking about the second bid. So this bid twice.
Right.
This project, I'm talking about the second
rebid.
Yeah, the rebid.
Right. And so Eon's protest that was filed August 28th, 2009, is that the protest you're talking about?
Yes.
Now, during Eon's protest, you were working under GSA, is that correct?
No. I am working under my deputy superintendent, Taling Taitino. I'm running the facilities. I am not with the GSA DOE procurement.
Okay.
I only receive what is... When the process is done, is when they refer things to us for us to facilitate. I don't work under GSA DOE.
Okay. Do you remember going to, in this project, do you remember going to a pre-construction meeting at Ocean View Middle School?
No, not at Ocean View Middle School.
Do you remember any type of pre-construction meeting?
Yes. After finding out that the Z4 had received a letter to proceed, I was informed by Rod Troya, which is the coordinator again, for CIP, which has tasked to ensure to facilitate that this project goes smoothly. He came and informed me in my office saying that they have a letter to proceed. And the purchase order number was on the letter to proceed. So it asked me what would be the, you know, I says, well, what is our next step that you would do? It says, well, let's call a pre-construction meeting. So assuming that we have the letter to proceed, I've instructed Rod to go ahead and meet with the team that's supposed to carry this forward, meaning a school official, himself and the contractors, V4, whoever is involved. Based on that letter to proceed with the purchase order number, so I took under the assumption that I guess they've got a purchase order, they've got a letter to proceed signed by Mr. Alcantara, okay, meaning they may proceed, and that's the reason why we had a pre-conference in my office down in PD. So from there, I guess we got a letter from GSA stating that they're going to put a stay on this particular project.
Now, if I can interrupt you just a minute, you said there was a pre-conference in PD?
Pre-conference, yeah, construction conference in my office in PD.
And who was at this meeting?
The principal, Z4, Rod Troya, and myself.
And what did you discuss at this meeting?
Say that again? Sorry.
Do you need to add something to the record?
There's one more person from the school.
Okay. Oh, at the A&E, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Taniguchi.
All right. I'm sorry. Now, Ms. Mooney, is she your institutional representative?
This is my institutional representative.
And she's the principal. Okay.
She's the principal. She was just listening because she was present at that meeting.
Okay.
And she wanted to make sure that another woman that works with her.
Okay. I ask that the institutional representatives, represented by counsel, speak to the counsel. Okay. Please proceed.
And what was discussed at this meeting?
Well, normally in a pre-conference, pre-construction meeting, we discuss about whose roles, the roles of personnel. And in this meeting, I had Rod Trier, who has followed this since the beginning to the end, to facilitate this particular meeting. And I was just there to ensure that things were just going to be in order and followed as procedural. We have discussed that whose roles, what were the roles are going to be. And I did emphasize also that the A&E, who was present in the meeting, that we are going to have a contract also to have a CM on board. Because of the shortage of employees that the department has, we don't have that capability to ensure that the construction, during the construction process, that is going to be correct and right. So that was one of the stuff that I had in plan, is to ensure that we have a CM on board. So we just had that meeting just to basically say who's going to be the person in charge and who they start referring to if question arises and all that.
Okay. Now, as you mentioned on about August 28th, Eon's appealed and GSA issued a stay of the procurement. Is that what you...
Well, when that letter came to me saying there's a stay, I was informed by our coordinator, Rob Try again, that there was a protest given by Eons. So I told him, since he's the person in charge of that particular project, to just keep you informed basically on what's happening. So from there, we have not heard anything.
Okay. Are you aware that that protest was voluntarily dismissed?
No.
Now, are you aware of, on September 9, GSA requested additional information from Eons in regards to its bid submittal?
No.
Are you aware that Taniguchi and Ruth did a second evaluation of Eons' bid submittal?
Yes, as requested by Mr. Trier, he had asked me that he needed to talk to Taniguchi Ruth about something that was questioned by Eon on some specifications. And I told him, go ahead and work with Taniguchi, and they did respond though to it. There were a couple of things, I think over scoreboard and specifications and all that. But mainly, again, Rod was the one who was really facilitating all these things.
Did you review that second report?
No.
Are you aware that the GSA issued a third request for information to Eons?
No.
Do you recall that September 25, 2009, memorandum from the GSA discussing the possible approval of the bid specifications?
No, I was on leave.
When did you go on leave?
I went on leave, I think on the 19th of September.
Mm-hmm. And when did you return?
21st.
Were you, in this blue notebook, will you flip open to and review Appellant Exhibit 27?
No, that's not. That's not my signature. Then again, that is Rob Trier's signature.
Okay.
have no further questions.
Is there any cross-examination?
Exhibit 9, College Exhibit 9, is July 27th.
Okay.
July 27th.
Okay.
I'm out in there. This is Appellee's Exhibit 9. And that's that photo. Exhibit 8, which is the piano, a July 16th letter that was exhibit. On the July 27th, 2009 letter, is that your signature?
Yes, it is.
And can you identify the appellee exhibit 8 that's next to the July 16th letter from the architect? Did that come into Rod? Okay.
Yeah, that went to Rod.
Okay, and Rod put everything together and you prepared your July 27th letter?
Correct.
And can you tell us what you said in your letter with regard to...
Well, what I basically said here was the people that came out to bid on this, where they all qualified. They met all qualifications. However, I brought it into question was the alternative bid. I wanted procurement to kind of make my recommendation stating that Z4, as the lowest bidder amongst the four, and that when it came to the alternative bid, it was another company. So I wanted procurement to clarify that part and fix that part and guide us in terms of which direction do we head to. Because my concern here is that I didn't want to have no protest. I want to make sure everything goes smooth, like what I've instructed to Rod, who's tried to do our very best and ensure that we do it the right way, because this is going to be the second time. All right, so I said, let's just draft up this letter and ask them for advice in which direction shall they guide us to.
With regard to the review, the technical specifications that went to the architect and came to you, what did you then do as far as going back to the supply manager?
I asked them to clarify the specs on the scoreboard stuff, is what Rod was saying our issue was, and their specs.
In your July 27th letter, what do you say at the end with regard to...
At the end? I've asked them to refine the construction submittal requires the constructor wants it to meet. Basically asked them to... I wanted them to base themselves in assessing the manpower, that all these contractors basically have manpowers to do the job. Okay,
so
and then
you reviewed them to see whether or not they were responsible, and that was part of your letter. And then the other part that came to you as well, because you were a facilities manager, was the question of the technical specifications and whether they were going to meet the technical.
Right, correct.
Okay, and Rod reports up to you?
Right, correct.
Okay. And what do you do with regard to that? Do you find that they meet all the technical specifications, or do you defer to the construction meeting?
I defer to the construction meeting. And also, I always have TRMA always present when there's anything that is in question for them to give me an interpretation.
When does the construction meeting take place? After there's a contract in place?
Yes, correct.
No further questions.
Do you have anything?
No,
we do. Okay. Mr. Cruz, I'm going to direct you not to discuss your testimony with any of the other witnesses or any of the parties until these proceedings have concluded. I'm going to excuse you now. However, you are subject to recall until these proceedings have concluded by any of the parties. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And thank you for coming today. Your excuse.
Oh, thank you.
And please leave the exhibits where they are.
All right.
Do you have any other witnesses, Mr. Jones?
I would like to call Rod Schreiber in the morning.
In the morning.
And then I believe that'll be our last.
Very well. Okay. And what time are we available tomorrow morning to continue these proceedings?
I'm available first thing. My calendar is clear tomorrow.
Okay. Ms. Boone?
We started at 9 o'clock. We're not testing early. Isn't
that early? No. Well, my situation is I'm not going to be available until 10:30, unfortunately. So we can begin at 10:30. Does anybody have a problem with that? Or?
No. I'm just wanting to have kind of an idea when we were going to go, and I'll leave my architect until later in the afternoon, because I'm trying to work with their schedule.
All right. So we will recess and reconvene at 10:30 tomorrow morning here in this room. Is that correct, Dan? We confirmed the room available?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So are there any other issues at this time by the parties? We will, like I stated, we will bring up the issue of Mr. Clausey's availability first thing tomorrow. Okay. Who are your witnesses going to be tomorrow, Ms. Moody?
Well, and that's what I want to go back and review and see where we're at. I believe since we're going to bring in Ron Chayu now, I am not sure if I'm going to actually call Fred for anything.
Okay.
And that's what I will check with him and see where I'm at. I definitely am talking about Pete Van Nicholas.
Okay.
And that's what I just want to kind of make sure that I have the record all covered.
Very well.
Yes, Mr. Ruth, that's what I was wanting to. He had, he has professional obligations, and well, I'm trying to give him a specific time. And that's what I'm telling the clerk in the afternoon.
Okay. And are you going to also have the documents, that executive order, and the completed document that Mr. Alcantara provided to us, and anything else? Are you going to have that available by tomorrow? Okay, very well. So I'll give you till 10:30 tomorrow to provide that information to us. There'll be no further issues. We are going to recess and reconvene tomorrow at 10:30. We are off the record at 4:49 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you.